Lost Lake Music Festival last year drew more than 45,000 fans to Steele Indian School Park in Phoenix. Ahead of this year's version, though, organizers have announced they're canceling the event. That follows the cancellation of other music festivals in the Valley, although some, like the McDowell Mountain Music Festival, have been going on for more than a decade. Joining me to talk about what Lost Lake planners found about their canceled second event is Ed Masley, music writer for the Arizona Republic. And Ed, first off, what happened here?
You know, they're playing it pretty close to the vest. They haven't given an official reason. But, I mean, for a festival to be canceled this far out, it clearly had to be ticket sales. Last year, they had 45,000 people, which more than 45,000 people, which doesn't sound bad to me. It sounds like a pretty successful festival. They must have been off the mark a bit. I'm sure that, you know, in that they do a lot of festivals, I'm sure they have kind of a chart of like what they have to sell by what date for the festival to be looking like it's going to do well. And we must have been pretty far off that mark.
So do you think that's an indication of the kinds of acts that they were booking to play that? I mean, why else? If last year did well and this year was not doing well.
I do think it's that. I mean, there was a really bad buzz on that lineup from the day they announced it. People complained immediately.
Really?
And those are the headliners are popular acts. I don't know if they were too mainstream. I don't know if they headline here too often. Chainsmokers have been here like 4 times in the past 3 years. That doesn't make it seem like an event, you know? And Imagine Dragons were just here twice in recent memory. So it's hard to get excited about, like, if you're an Imagine Dragons fan and you've seen them twice in 2 years, maybe going to a festival and paying all that money and seeing 39 other bands you don't care about doesn't seem like that much of a bargain to you.
Well, so is there a problem with getting like the really, really huge name acts coming to a festival in Phoenix?
I think if the acts had been that big but weren't always in the market, it might have been more exciting. If it had been a big band of that level that hadn't been here in a while, it probably would have been more exciting. But yeah, I mean, there's a certain amount of like hipster curb appeal that you're looking for with a festival. Like Chance the Rapper was really exciting to see, you know, because he's like up and coming. He's not like someone that everyone's into. At least he wasn't at the time, you know. That was an exciting guy last year, you know. And I don't think Chainsmokers are Chance the Rapper.
So do you think to some extent then that a festival like Lost Lake is almost a victim of the success of the ability of Phoenix venues to book artists? Like if Imagine Dragons are here, it sounds like every other week to play a show, exaggerating a little bit. But if they're here so much and other big names are here so much that having them for a festival isn't such a special thing, it sounds like that's great news for the Phoenix music scene in general, maybe not such great news for a festival like this.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, there's an art to doing a festival, and I don't think that they painted their masterpiece with this lineup, you know? But yeah, I do think it can be a setback if you are in a market where these acts are just part of the scenery.
So a couple of other festivals have been in trouble and are no longer, including Viva Phoenix and the Summer Ends Music Festival. Is it just not possible, do you think, to do a big music festival in this market?
I don't think this means it's not possible to do a big festival. I think that, you know, Summer Ends ended because, you know, they had that, people got crushed there, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I think it became tainted. Viva Phoenix, you know, I tried to get Charlie to give me an exact reason.
Charlie Levy.
Yeah, I tried to get him to give me an exact reason for not doing Viva Phoenix last year. I think one of the reasons is that March becomes really, there's a glut of festivals in March here. And last year when Innings Festival came to town, that was even one more festival going on. And I think that maybe it seemed like it was going to take too much effort to do that in a market that's overcrowded with festivals in that time frame. So I don't know that Viva Phoenix failed. You know, Viva Phoenix had a ton of people the last year of its existence, and then he decided not to do it.
All right, that's Ed Masley, the music writer for the Arizona Republic. Ed, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.